Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Frozen Sun, an adaptation of an American tall tale written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Oscar Bentley and his family in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Mike Kalin, Libby Wayman, Cardi Kalin, and Jacqueline Kalin in Boston, Massachusetts, Maggie and Edie and their family, Annabelle and her family in Ossining, New York, Natalie and Noah and their family in Medicine Lake, Minnesota, Evabel and her family in Austin, Texas, and Nia and Zara Dancy and their family in Framingham, Massachusetts. Thank you so much, Zara, Nia, Evabel, Noah, Natalie, Annabelle, Edie, Maggie, Jacqueline, Cardi, Libby, Mike, and Oscar. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing!
You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups! Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Frozen Sun. Once upon a time, when America was a wild frontier country full of danger and adventure, there lived a man named Davy Crockett. If you've heard of old Davy, it's probably for his final stand at the Alamo, or more likely for his raccoon skin cap. The cap was made of thick raccoon fur for keeping warm during the harsh western winters, and it had the bushy tail hanging down the back. Davy Crockett was more than the Alamo and a cap, though. He was an adventurer, one of the brave people who saw the endless frontier and waded in like a man at his favorite swimming hole. Even during the coldest winters, rarely would he be sitting peacefully indoors or relaxing. He spent his days out in nature, sleeping in the mountains and bathing in the icy rivers. Other folks thought Davy Crockett might just be a little crazy. But if so, they were lucky to have him, because it was on one particularly cold morning that Davy Crockett saved the world. He woke with the sun, as he always did in those days. It was deep winter in the deep mountains, where even though the dawning sun was bright, it didn't seem to offer any warmth at all. Icy wind howled like a banshee, and even the animals had the good sense to be hibernating.
"What a beautiful morning," Davy said to himself.
He tried to rise up out of his bedroll, but it was so covered in ice, he was stuck fast. With a little work, he managed to get an arm free, and then he was able to use a hammer and chisel to get the rest of the way out.
"It's a cold one, no doubt," he said. "But it'll get a mite warmer when the sun gets a mite higher."
He tried to get a fire going to make breakfast, but all his wood was frozen solid. Even the coals from the night before were nothing but snowballs. Davy tried to spit in disappointment, but it froze halfway to the ground and shattered on an icy stone.
"Well, ice coffee today, I guess," he said.
He mixed some coffee grounds into some snow and ate it like a snow cone. It wasn't tasty, but it seemed to help wake him up a little.
"Where's that darn sun?"
he said, looking at the horizon. With a start of shock, he saw that the sun hadn't risen any higher. It was still stuck on the horizon, like a tongue on an ice cube, and it was starting to look more blue than yellow.
"What in tarnation is going on with that?"
Davy climbed up a nearby mountain peak to get a better view. Every step was so icy. He put his hand to his coonskin cap to shield his eyes and peered at the horizon.
"Oh, Lord, no!"
The frontiersman was brave, and he thought he'd seen it all in his adventures. But this was something new and something terrible. It was so cold that the sun itself had frozen on the horizon. He could see it stuck between two craggy peaks of ice, sunbeams frozen in their tracks like icicles.
"Well, this is no good at all," Davy said.
He looked in the other direction and saw a little town at the base of the mountain. The buildings were all coated in a fine layer of ice like a frosted cake. The pastures were like sheets of glass, and even the smoke from the chimneys was frozen in place.
"Well, darn,"
Davy Crockett said to himself from high up on the mountain peak.
"Either I'm gonna fix this mess, or we gotta get the cows some ice skates."
He thought about cows skating for a minute and decided that they wouldn't like it that much. Better he just fix the problem before all the milk got frozen into ice cream. Of course, most people may have been at a loss on how to fix a frozen sun, but Davy Crockett wasn't like most people. He didn't wait around thinking or planning or any of that. No, he just pointed himself at the frozen sun and started walking. It was a long, hard walk through the mountains, though Davy couldn't say how long it took because the sun wasn't moving, so time seemed to be standing still. He walked towards its frozen rays, splayed out like icy fingers. After a few hours, he realized he just wasn't getting there fast enough. The slopes were too steep.
"I need to move a little faster," he said to himself. "If I don't hurry, the whole world is going to be one big ice block."
He looked around and spied some mountain goats, making their way effortlessly up and down the icy slopes. They would leap to and from ledges no bigger than a fingernail. Their special hooves effortlessly gripped even the slipperiest surfaces. It gave Davy Crockett a wild idea, but wild ideas were his favorite. Digging in his pack, he pulled out a length of rope. He quickly tied it into a lasso and started spinning it above his head.
"Here, goat, goat, goat," he called out. "Come to Papa."
With a flourish, he let the lasso fly. It got two goats by the horns, and Davy quickly hauled them in. They baaed in protest, but were soon laying calmly at Davy's feet.
"All right now," he said, "like a couple of ornery wool slippers."
He took the rope and tied one of his boots to the back of each goat. When they were secured, he stepped in and got his balance. The goats looked up at him curiously. They had never been worn like shoes before and weren't quite sure how to take it.
"All right," Davy called. "Let's go."
He started running, the goats baaing on his feet. He leapt from ridge to ridge, climbed from cliff to cliff, and with the goat's help, he crossed the mountains towards the sun in record time. It was all going well, until he came to a sudden ravine. It was deeper than the Grand Canyon and wider than a robber baron's waistline. The goat saw it coming and skidded to a halt. Even they couldn't make a jump that long.
"Well, shucks,"
Davy said, staring at the sun frozen on the horizon. It was definitely closer now, He could see each golden ray frozen in place like arching icicles.
"Looks like I need a new plan," he said to the goats. "Thanks for the help. Y'all have a good day now."
He untied the goats and they bounded away before they could be lassoed again. Davy sat down to think for a moment, and as he did, a snow began to fall. Icy as it was outside, this was no normal snow. Each flake was bigger than a Paul Bunyan flapjack, and so frozen they were hard as dinner plates. As they crunched down into the canyon and smashed into the frosty snow around him, Davy dodged back and forth and got an idea. It was a wild idea, even for him, but he didn't stop to think about how it could go wrong.
"Here goes nothing," he said to himself,
and then let out a long,
"Yee-haw!"
And then Davy Crockett leapt into the canyon. He fell a few feet and then landed on a giant snowflake. With a grunt, he launched himself off the flake and into the air. He landed on the next flake, flipped over twice in the air, and then sprung onto the next.
"Yahoo!"
he cried out. His wild plan was working. Like sinking, spinning, slippery stepping stones, Davy used the giant snowflakes to cross the canyon. When he was nearly at the other side, though, the snow started to let up. The flakes began to shrink from flapjacks to silver dollars, and they barely gave enough support to jump from. With a great, lunging leap, Davy jumped off the final flake and reached for the far edge of the canyon. It was a jump a frog would have been jealous of, and Davy soared through the air and fell short. The lip of the canyon was just out of reach, and he started to fall into the endless depths of the canyon, his raccoon tail cap fluttering in the breeze. Down and down he fell, towards the icy death far below. The air was so cold, even his scream froze in his throat. "One last chance," he thought, and then he heaved up with his goat lasso. The rope snagged on an icy rock and pulled tighter than a rubber boa snake. Crockett crashed into the frosty canyon wall and then hung there for a moment, getting back his breath. A minute or two later, he hauled himself up the rope, climbing over the lip of the canyon and back onto solid ground. He wanted to lay down and take a rest, but the sun was close now, just at the top of the peak ahead of him. As much as his bones begged to get some rest after all the hiking and climbing and goat shoeing and jumping, he knew the world would be turning into a snow globe forever if he didn't get moving.
"Just a little more,"
he said to himself, and then he set up the mountain. The closer he got, the more worried he became. Sunbeams were frozen all over in a maze of icy yellow spans like spiderwebs. Some he could climb, and others he had to duck under or slide across. At their heart, frozen to the top of the mountain, he could see the sun itself. All the yellow had frozen out of it, and it was turning a pale blue, like your lips after a long day outside in the snow.
"Almost there,"
Davy said to himself. Nearby, a family of hibernating grizzly bears snored softly in a cave. The ice and snow raged around them, but in their big ball of fur, they seemed to be snug and warm. It made Davy so jealous, he almost stopped and crawled in. But he thought of all the frozen towns with their frozen people and the frozen little kids, and he kept climbing instead. Finally, he reached the sun. It was so big it towered over him, a chilled blue ball stuck to the top of the mountain by a thick layer of snow and ice. This close, he could see ridges of fiery solar flare all stuck perfectly in place. The wind howled and his teeth chattered. On top of this mighty, rocky peak, it had been cold enough to freeze the sun, and it wouldn't take long to freeze him as well. Teeth chattering and skin already beginning to blue, Davy dug in his pack for a box of matches and some paper. Matches were a newer invention, but they made starting a fire quick and easy. Davy pulled one out and struck it on a stone. It flared into flame, but quicker than you could spit, the flame froze into a solid snowball. Cursing, he tried again and again, and each time the fire froze faster than it could burn.
"Oh, tarnation,"
Davy said, shaking all over now. It was too frozen. What could he do? It was right then that he got another of his wild ideas. He found a frozen sunbeam that went where he was going and then used it like a slide. It shot him down the mountain and ended with a snowy thump near the bear cave he had seen earlier. Davy crawled inside carefully, feeling the warmth of the sleeping bears bringing color back into his skin.
"Hey, bears, y'all awake?"
They snored in a dozen different voices, so deep asleep they definitely wouldn't wake until spring. Davy shook his head, annoyed and jealous at the same time.
"Well, I guess I got one more job to do,"
he said to himself, and then he got to work. An hour later, frozen and exhausted, Davy laid the last of the bears on top of the mountain. He had carried them up one at a time until the whole sleeping, snoozing, snoring pile of shaggy brown fur was at the tippity top of the peak. They surrounded the icy patch that held the sun stuck tight to the mountain.
"Oh, I hope this works."
Slowly but surely, the body heat of the bears began to melt the ice. The sun started to get a little yellow, and it began to groan and creak, the ice crackling like a bad back.
"Oh, come on now," Davy cheered. "Break on free."
The sun groaned again, and then stopped. The bears had melted some ice, but it was still stuck fast in the center. Despite Davy Crockett's best efforts, the world was going to be frozen solid.
"You lousy, mangy, no-good mountain,"
Davy said, kicking at the great frozen ball of sun.
"You frosty, freezy, dicey, icy, lousy louse, get gone and let the sun rise already."
As he hollered, he let loose one final mighty kick. With a long crack, the sun began to move, and then the ice shattered with the sound of a great ringing bell. The sun lurched into the sky, instantly growing warmer, and it shrugged off the ice in a rising cloud of steam.
"All right,"
Davy cried, waving his raccoon skin cap in the air and hooting and hollering.
"Go, baby, go."
And the sun rose high over the mountains, and it unfroze the cows, and it unfroze the people, and it unfroze the towns. And that's how Davy Crockett, all on his own, saved the world, even if the world didn't know it. And after that, he slid back down the mountain on a sled of hibernating bears, and he crawled into their cave right alongside them and slept until spring. It was so warm and cozy, he didn't even mind the snoring. The end. Today's story, The Frozen Sun, was an adaptation of an American Tall Tale written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.